On Tuesday morning, Václav Klaus addressed deputies in the lower house of the Czech parliament for only the second time since his election as president in 2003. In his speech, Mr. Klaus discussed recent developments in Czech politics and took advantage of the opportunity to take a swipe at an institution he seems to consider a political foe. Ian Willoughby was watching the president's speech and joins me now. Ian, what were some of the main points of his address?
Actually, he made several points in his speech to the Chamber of Deputies that lasted just over 15 minutes. One of the things that he discussed was what he called the redrawing of the political map here, when two new parties, Topo 9 and Public Affairs, enjoyed great success in elections in May, and they entered a coalition with the traditional party of the right in the Czech Republic, the Civic Democrats. As you know, the recently installed government has pledged to balance the budget by 2016, and they've said they'll introduce a raft of reforms in areas like the pension system and healthcare. The coalition has the biggest majority ever seen in the Czech parliament, and that's something that the president alluded to in his speech to the Chamber of Deputies on Tuesday morning.
If the governing coalition maintains basic cohesion, we have an opportunity that may not come again. The clear division of forces provides the hope that the complicated reforms that stand before us, and which collectively come under the title of the public finance deficit, have at this moment a greater chance of being resolved than in previous years.
I understand the president also spoke about the Constitutional Court in the Chamber of Deputies.
Yes, Ruth. Mr. Klaus made reference to the fact that a ruling by the Constitutional Court affected the last elections to the lower house. Early elections had been planned for last autumn, but they were cancelled after a complaint taken to the court by one MP. The president said the delay affected the results of the elections, and that's probably true because some smaller parties wouldn't have done as well in October as they did in May. Anyway, Mr. Klaus described the decision by the Constitutional Court as not politically neutral. The president has had differences of opinion with the court before, perhaps most notably over the EU's Lisbon Treaty, and he called on Tuesday on MPs to rein in the court and redefine its role.
If the trend that we have seen here and all over Europe in recent years for various courts to usurp more powers than they possess continues, that is destructive to democracy. We cannot accept a situation in which the Constitutional Court, instead of interpreting the Constitution, autonomously interferes in the fundamental law of our country, and above the framework of its powers, changes the Constitution.
And today's speech by President Klaus was only his second to the lower house.
That's correct. His predecessor, Václav Havel, made frequent appearances in the Chamber of Deputies. He made 8 speeches there between 1993 and 2002. But before Tuesday, Mr. Klaus had only spoken in Parliament once before, in 2003. That's the year that he was elected. There's no clear indication as to why he made this latest address a full 7 years later, but he did point out that he's currently at the midway point in his second and final term as president. Also, the timing of the speech may perhaps be related to the fact that the president wanted to air some of his views ahead of local and Senate elections in the middle of next month.
Thank you, Ian.